Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so very much for joining me tonight. We have with us, again, a very special guest. I call her a friend. I love her, and you're going to fall in love with her, too, if you haven't heard the last few shows that we've had with Alex. She was kind enough to do a month-long engagement with us, and I love it, and I know you guys, too. So, I mean, you got to believe to receive, and man, I must be a true believer because she has blessed me. On the phone with me is Alex Angel, psychic, medium, spiritual healer, and earth angel herself, here to do free readings with you guys, and I can't thank her enough. Alex, how are you, honey?
Hey, Joanne, I'm good. How are you? And thank you so much. Your intros are like everything. I need to record them and, like, play them, like, when I'm feeling down or something.
Aww. No, well, all you got to do is call me. You don't need to listen to them. I actually was going to give you a call the other night, and I said, oh, it's late. You know, I don't know what time you go to bed, and, you know. So I never, usually my phone calls are made late in the evening. So, you know, I apologize for that. But how are you? Everything's good, honey?
Yeah, it's been incredibly busy for me. So, you know, I was just telling a friend of mine I need to return another friend's call. He called me. He's like, hey, call me. And this was like Monday. And I'm like, God, I still need to call him because I've been doing readings and videos and, you know, just kind of working on other stuff. So, like 10, 11 o'clock, I'm done. I'm asleep.
Right. Oh, I bet your mind and just your heart too, with the feeling that you tell, you know, the feeling behind every reading or every time something comes into you to share with anybody that you're speaking with, it must take a lot out of you. So before we start, my God, the board is lit up. So let's just everybody know, again, Alex has been with us all month, every Wednesday, and I can't thank her enough for that. For those of you who don't know, she is a certified life coach, an empath healer, a light worker, an ordained minister, a 5D psychic, a medium, a Reiki master. And as I said, she is an earth angel, and she really is. Energy healing in Reiki. Medium psychic readings, psychic training, psychometry readings, regression therapy, spiritual awakening coaching, spiritual life coaching. She is the bomb. That's what she is. That's what needs to be put on that last thing.
Aww.
The bomb.
Thank you. Right back
well,
at just the girl.
Oh, thank you, honey. Well, girlfriend, are you ready to go?
Always. I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to take the first caller. They were on a holding, well, just ringing along for quite some time before the show even started. This is a 330 area code, folks. Let's see who we got on the phone. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. What's your name? You're on with Alex.
Hi, my name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim. How's it going?
Great, thank you.
Do you have a question for Alex?
I've been working on healing and to bring positive changes and love and abundance into my life. So do you see anything positive coming my way soon?
I can't really answer no, right? So if you've been working and vibrating at that level, it's almost like the universe is going to return the same. I'm just hearing, just be careful about not being in your head too much. Don't overdo it. You know, people tend to think that vibrating high means being positive, you know, like they have to fake positivity. Just be naturally who you are and own how you feel. And the universe really will do the rest. And I am hearing for you specifically, they're saying you have an amazing start and there's so much in store for you. So keep that up, keep that going. They're also saying your hard work will pay off.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, Kim, thank you so much. I hope that helped you out. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Next
Bye.
Caller is a 440 area code. Let's see who we got for you there, Alex. Let's see who we have. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex. What's your name and what's your question?
Yes. Hi. My name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
No, thank you.
I'd like to ask, I was listening to a Zoom call last week and, you know, listening to a presenter, the person who is the host, you know, she basically helps women entrepreneurs. And I mentioned through a message that I'm a writer. She asked if I would be willing to write for her, and I haven't given her an answer. And I've begun to just look at her website, and she has a business and a podcast and so on and so forth. Yes, that would give me some good experience, but I need to schedule a meeting with her. But what it is, should I move forward with this? Or, and I don't know her. She doesn't know me. So that's what I'm concerned about.
So your question
is, she trustworthy? Is she trustworthy? Would she be good to work with, easy to work with?
So you asked like four questions.
okay.
First and foremost,
okay,
you have nothing to lose. Angels are saying just protect your work, right? As in, you know, if you put it out there, just know that it's in the ethers. Is she trustworthy for as much as you can throw her? You know, they are saying she's a bit aggressive, right? And she has a very, very strong business sense about her. So there could be some personality clashes there. But they're saying you pretty much have nothing to lose. Mediocre exposure is what I'm hearing, but great, great experience and great opportunity all around.
Hmm.
Just a couple of times you guys may bump heads.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Take care. Bye. Thank you for calling on. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was good advice. That's what I thought she wanted to know. Are they going to be sneaky? Is it, you know, should she bother getting involved? All right. Thank you, Patricia. Okay. Next caller from 443 area. Code. Who do we have on the line? Let's see. Pick up. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and my question is, any messages from spirit or guide or my guides for my greater good? I'll take anything.
This one is a little bit of a weird message because it's almost like one part of it is don't take life so seriously, but then they're also saying don't gamble it away. So that kind of says to me maybe make more of an effort to build more fun activities just that kind of make you smile into your life.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying all work and no play makes Jane a dull girl. But they're also saying, too, they're saying something about moderation, as in, you know, don't get carried away. Does this make sense to you, by the way? Because it's like on one hand, it's like, yeah, let your hair down. But then on the other hand, they're like, oh, no, pull it back up.
Yeah, I'm retired. Yeah, I think it does. I'm a retired school teacher, but I'm actually working more now than I did before. And I'm also starting to awaken a little bit spiritually. So I've been working on that. And that really kind of gets me really excited. I love that. So I'm hoping that's what they mean, is to, you know, spend a little more time doing those things that I love and maybe not work so much.
Yeah, because, you know, when you said you're retired and you're working more now than you did before, I'm like, well, why'd you retire?
Because I was a school teacher and I wanted to do something else. I did that for 33 years. So now I babysit 3 days a week and I work full-time at a hospital 3 days a week. So
yeah.
Sometimes I get a day off, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, now I promise you this is an angel and definitely not me, because I would never give you this information in this way. But they're like, you need to implement more fun in your life. Right.
Okay.
And I feel like they're actually speaking your language, as in that official, you know, we have to officially notify her in her language that, yeah, you need to have a little bit more fun. But
okay.
They're also saying at the
listen.
Same time. Yeah, that's what that message was. Remember I said, it's almost like we want you to let your hair down, but don't get carried away. The message was really, we want you to have fun. Don't let this life slip away. We don't want you to wake up and all of a sudden you're 85 and you're like, what the heck did I do with my life? That's what that is.
That's great.
Oh, that sounds great. Excellent.
Yeah,
well,
thank you
so much, Patricia. Take care. And for you guys listening out there or on hold, and if you guys want to reach out to Alex, you could always get her on YouTube, Alex's Healing Tarot, and on Instagram, iam.alex.angel. And she also does private readings. I mean, she does everything. And give her a call. She's really, really the best. Thank you so much, Patricia. Take care. Have a good night. All right. Next caller from 813 area code. All right. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you? You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi. My name is Soleil. And my question is, I just started a new business. So I was wondering if you had anything to say about that and maybe with relationships.
Why did you start the new business? It feels a
I'm
little
sorry?
Forced. Why did you start the new business? It feels a little forced. Like you feel like you had to do it.
Well, I felt like it was something that I was drawn to do, something I've been wanting to do for a really long time, because of some traumatizing situations. So it was kind of healing through the business.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I don't know if I said it on. No, you can finish.
Oh, no, I was saying maybe the forced part of it sometimes is me not feeling completely ready and forcing myself out there.
Okay,
but then I feel like I'm over-preparing. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing. Your heart has to be in it, too, especially when it comes to business, right? Our hearts are not only dedicated for love and children or relationships and children. They also have to be in our business, too. I mean, technically, I would not be on the phone had my heart not been in what I do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like it feels forced, because to an extent there is not like an emotional motivator or nothing that is emotionally motivating you to, you know, kind of tackle this or slay this dragon. So to an extent, it's almost like you are dragging yourself through it. So when it comes to the business, I would say one or two things. Either get your heart involved and get out there and kick some butt, or find something else to do that's going to get your heart involved and then get out there and kick some butt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to love and relationships, angels just showed me the word safe and safety. They're also talking, too, about, you know, there are things I will not mention on the air, right, deeply private things, but they are talking about, you know, just some sort of past relationship trauma that you might have dealt with and encountered that's still lingering and hanging over you.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It is someone from the past, and there was a situation back then.
Hmm.
Yeah, usually people come back from the past to remind you why you put them there in the first place. So be careful about that.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it felt different this time because we both feel like two different people now. Because there was like a really long years of separation,
baby,
just completely cut off.
I love you. I love you, but the universe knows how to set us up better than anybody else. They're always going to lure you in emotionally. Now, here's the thing. There are relationships that are successfully rekindled, right? We did a great job at screwing this up the first time, but the second time it's like, all right, now I'm ready. Now I'm serious. The only way you're ever going to know that is to lengthen that thing out, right?
Yeah.
Don't jump into emotions quick and don't jump back into the romantic idea, oh, it must be heaven or it must be meant to be because we found our way back to each other. That's the BS of what man will tell you. Universally, it's like, baby, he's still the hot mess he was the first time around. Now, am I saying that about this person? No, but I'm saying to you, beware. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And angels are also saying to me, too, and this is coming through as a very stern message, so please take heed. You better make damn sure that whatever you learned about this person the first time, you don't ignore those same red flags the second time around. That is a very strong message that's coming through.
Yeah.
I got it.
Excellent.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Has it resonated? Is this information resonating with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because I've felt it before,
hear,
but I've always in my head like, maybe not, you know, because sometimes I do get cloudy a lot and I overthink. That's a Scorpio
type. Yeah, and I respect that honesty. I always respect that honesty, and my clients know that. But fool me twice, right? Fool me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just pay attention.
Okay.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Filet,
thank you
so much for calling, and hope you enjoyed yourself with Alex.
Yes,
and
I did.
You can
thank
always
you.
Reach out to her online, and she'll be available for you anytime.
Absolutely, I follow her on YouTube.
Oh, there you go. She
thank
knows
you.
I don't have to make any announcements.
Yeah,
I don't have to make any announcements. There you go. Excellent. Well,
thank you so much
for calling. Then take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. All right, next caller is from the 313 area. Let's see who we got on the line. Hey, hey, hey. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Cherie Wiley, and I have a question, maybe two questions tied in one. 3 years old, no children, and I was just wondering, will I ever find true love and have a family of my own? I would like kids, but I'm getting older, and I'm kind of, like, running out of time. And I've never had a real, like, relationship with a guy. I've always gotten heartbroken or hurt or used. So I just want to know, you know, is it in the cards for me?
Yes, it is. The challenge, I really want to say problem, is you. And that just means that you're still stuck in this American template, as in man first, then baby, then happily ever after. Universally and energetically, we don't give a crap about the American dream. It's more of an American nightmare, as in don't follow the norms of man first, baby second, happily ever after. How about you get your happy on now and then bring the man and the baby in? Or bring the baby in first and then bring the happily ever after and then bring the man, right? Angels are just simply saying be careful about following traditional norms, because I don't even feel like that is what you portray mentally, but energetically and emotionally, honey, that's not who you are. And they're saying to me, you know that about yourself.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The only problem is that I wouldn't mind having the baby first, but I just don't have the, you know, right candidate. I just don't want to go out and just have a baby by anybody. You know, it's just like the guys I meet, they don't want to have children with me.
There are alternatives to that, right? There's adoption. There are sperm banks. You know, there are alternatives. And you know something? I'm going to say this to you, and again, my angels are just on one tonight. because they're coming through very strong. They're saying to you, be careful about, again, your ideals, because you are holding yourself up, right? Now, here's the thing. I was a single mom, and I would, you know, it's a tough job, okay? So I'm not sitting here promoting, you know, single parenting, okay? But I know your heart, and I can feel your heart. And to an extent, it's like, girl, if you don't get you a baby as soon as possible, right? Because it's mm-hmm. almost like maybe the baby, you know, starting with the baby is really the rest of your life. Once you have that baby, or you, you know, just kind of get serious about the baby, or maybe prioritize the baby first, you'd be surprised as to how much everything else may not matter as much as it previously did, right? Now, again, this is just advice. I'm not saying you, hey, go get knocked up tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is leave yourself open enough for the universe to do what it's been trying to do. Because if you had this ideal husband, baby, life, and the universe was trying to bring you another mixture of that, then you've been blocking the universe with your ideal. So the only thing I'm saying is relax, husband, baby, life. How about we change that to, you know what? I'm open to whatever's going to happen, and watch how your life transforms.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm hearing fear. I'm feeling fear. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, I am scared because, like I said, my birthday is next month on September 8th. I'll be 33, and I hear what you're saying as far as, you know, don't go by the chronological order, but it's just like I don't even have a – candidate. I don't have anybody I date. You know, it's just, it's not as easy as you're saying. So it's kind of like, you know, when you
maybe it is. It is as easy as I'm saying. I live in a universe where it's, honey, it could be tonight. Okay. But again, if you don't believe that, that's okay. But we're also saying to you, because you don't believe that, is perhaps what's delaying it. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been told that a lot since I was younger, like, you know, I have to get these negative thoughts out of my mind and just let, you know, the universe do what it's going to do.
Yeah, and here's, again, the easiest way to get rid of negative thoughts, just turn them to neutral. Because, again, people think, oh, I got to be positive. No, just turn them to neutral. If you're afraid, oh, my God, it's not going to happen, just flip that to, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm open, right? See how easy that is? It takes pressure off, and you don't have to walk around faking it like you're ultra super positive.
Okay.
Wow. Sounds good.
This. You've got this.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
You've got this.
I do. Thank you.
Well, Sheree, thank you so much for calling in, and good luck to you. Find your happy, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, next caller is from 787 area. Let's see who we have. Whoa. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question?
Hi, my name is Gigi. So my husband died last year, and it was pretty out of the blue. It was during the pandemic. I don't know what he died of because he never had an autopsy. And it's been really hard for me this whole year, also with my son and my daughter who are grown, but they're with me right now. We had a pretty long, hard year. And I ended up having to move to Puerto Rico with my parents because I was before taking care of his parents. But, I mean, at this point when he died, they didn't want anything to do with me anymore.
Okay, so what's your question?
I just want to know, am I going to be able to get my life back together? Because I'm trying everything and it's not helping and I can't get out of this depression. I just wanted to know what you may be feeling in regards to where my life's going to go.
Why are you stopping yourself from mourning?
Well, I'm always around people who keep telling me that I have to get over it. It's been a year, and it's it's hard for me to not think about him every day, but I'm trying. And
I don't want you to get over him. I want you to love him and honor him, which is what your heart is trying to do, right? But your mind is interfering, right? I don't give a hell what anybody tells me. Nobody can tell you how to mourn. I don't care what other people mm-hmm. tell you. Did they love mm-hmm. him like you loved him? No.
No, not right? at all, not even his family.
What I'm first hearing is that take that cork or that limit off your heart and saying, no, it's too much, it's too long, you're loving him too much, he's gone. Girl, I don't care if you mourn him for the next 10 years. So what? You loved him, right?
Yeah.
First things first, take that pressure off, right? I gave this example to somebody the other day. It's almost like there's a boiling pot of water. You keep
yes.
trying to put the top on the pot, the boiling water. And we're saying to you, take the top off. Let all of that anguish, let all of that despair. Baby, you lost the love of your life. So you mourn him how you want to and however long you want to. Okay?
I can't sit
here and say to you, oh, yeah, you'll find new love next year. I'm not going to say that to you because that's a disrespect to his memory, especially when the feelings are so ripe. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
First things first, let's just focus on loving him. Will you find love again? Absolutely. Love is always around you, right? But for right
yeah.
now, his love is around you, and that's what we need to focus on and concentrate on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
He says to tell you he loves you, by the way.
Oh,
They're also pointing me to, I don't know if this feels like an aneurysm, right? It could have been, it was something that bursted. The first thing they showed me was something like a bowel obstruction or something, but now they're showing me something in the head. So I kind of feel like it was something that was really minor, kind of. It could have also been something related to his heart, but it was a little vessel of some sort that they said it, that's not a word. They said he went into some sort of coma and then he passed.
Wow.
Now, I don't feel like he went into a coma realistically, but it was almost like he went comatose. So I feel like they're trying to say to you, he didn't suffer and he was not in pain. Because I feel like you feel like when he passed away, it was very painful for him and it wasn't.
Thank you.
And let those tears out. Yeah, let those tears out. He's saying he didn't mean to leave you. And he's so sorry. Did he have a pet name for you? Boo Boo, BB, Chi Chi, or something double, a double word, a term of endearment for you?
He used to call me Jaji Bear or Gigi Bear.
Thank you. Because he's saying Boo Boo or Chi Chi. He's just kind of like repeating this one little syllable. And
Chula.
He's also telling me to tell you he's there in your heart. That's why you're having a hard time. I don't want to say letting him go. I don't want to say that because I don't ever want you to let him go. But he's saying that's why you're having a hard time because of how much of your heart he was in, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So stop trying to put that top on it. Stop trying to confine it, repress it, suppress it, all of that good stuff. Stop that. Let it out. Let it be free.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You for calling, Mommy Chula. And you take care, okay?
Thank you so much. And
okay.
I follow you on YouTube.
Oh, good.
Thank
there you,
you
go. Bye-bye, honey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Gave me chills, Alex. Give me chills, girlfriend. All right.
Yeah.
Next caller is from a 908 number. Here we go.
I'm calling.
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? And you're on with Alex Angel. What's your question for Alex?
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
Margietta, Renee Front.
Hi, Margietta. How are you? Thanks for calling and listening. You're on with Alex. You want to talk to Alex about something?
Oh, yeah.
Alex. Hi, boo-boo. Just do me a favor. Just ask me the question. I don't need all of the background.
Oh, okay. No problem. I was just saying hi to Joanne.
I didn't know who it was, but hi, honey.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I've had some better days in my life. Alex, I wanted to ask you about my mom. She deceased a while back ago. And the day she deceased, she was asking me to come back at a certain time. And I never did. I was about 20 minutes late. And she passed away. And when I got there, the lady that was next to her, she was asking me who Marietta was, because that's what my mother kept screaming, my name. Do you, like, see her around me?
Yeah. Were you named after your mom, or?
I was named after my father's mom.
Okay, because they're showing me that you and your mom were, like, identical. She's always with you to support you. Like, the image that I see is almost like her standing immediately behind you or directly behind you. And you know how those people kind of fall back to see if the person behind them will catch them? So that kind of says to me that she has been supporting you through this. And what's ironic is as you were talking to me and you said the word my mom, they just showed me a crybaby, right? And crying meaning you cry constantly. Like this is something to an extent that you have not gotten over and you it's almost like you don't want to let her go. And mom is here to just confirm, then don't. You don't have to let me go. Surely you don't need to forget about me. Yeah, you do need to go on with your life, but guess what? It's the two of us now, right? So mom is basically saying, I've not gone anywhere, and I definitely have gone nowhere far. Still here, and this is us. It almost even feels like you guys were sisters of some sort. I don't know if you guys had this kind of relationship, but she's telling me that she's holding you. She's holding you up. She's holding you there close to her all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your health.
Can you, do you see anything about my health?
What specifically?
I'll take any answer right now. I've been going through a lot these past couple of months, and I've been to doctor, and I have a procedure in 2 weeks. Do you see anything good coming out of this?
You could have some complications. It feels like maybe coming up out of the anesthesia. Do you have any issues with anesthesia?
No.
Okay. I'm not a medical professional, and I'm, of course, not rendering medical advice, but I feel like you may have a long recovery. Let's say that.
Okay. You mean mentally?
All around, emotionally, physically, psychologically, all around.
All right.
I'm your friend.
I hope you're okay.
We have a lot of sick people around me, okay? I'm asking, like, I mean, I think you're amazing, and we do follow you, and we're just trying to figure out if we're going to be okay. I have my best friends are not doing well, and I'm not doing well. And I just wanted to try to get a positive answer here, Alex.
She's the only friend leaving the world.
Do you see me losing any friends?
I hear Joanne in the background, by the way.
I hear something. I don't ask me. I don't. I'm not psychic. You know. I just think I know everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
Joanne,
this is the Alex show, Joanne.
Exactly.
Do you see me losing anybody around me?
I hear Joanne in the background.
No, that's not me. I have no idea who that is in the background. That's not me, honey.
Okay.
Who's talking to you in the background, Margietta?
No, it's not me.
Well, it's not me.
I can't give predictions on death. Yeah, I can't do that. It's an ethical thing, number one, and then number two, it's just something that the universe doesn't, you know, me as I don't get into that.
Can I ask you one more question? I lost my brother-in-law through COVID 3 months ago, and my nieces are having, of course, a real rough time. It was very unexpected. Do you see him around me, or does he have anything to say, anything?
He was tired. It felt like, it feels like he was tired, and I hate to say this, but it was almost like he was ready to go. He was tired of fighting. He is telling me to tell you he is at peace, by the way. He's also saying, I've made peace with everything.
Hmm.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Alex. I appreciate.
Well, Margietta, I hope you feel better, and I hope everything goes okay for you.
Oh, I'm definitely not negative. I'm fully positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care.
I appreciate
Thanks for calling
it.
In, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
No problem.
Bye. That was the oddest thing. I don't know who that was talking in the background, and she didn't know either. This call is from 678. Hi, you're on Applause Radio Show. What's your name, and what's your question for Alex?
Hi, my name is Kathy. I was calling concerning employment. I applied for financial controller position with a software company. Do you see me actually getting an interview in an office?
Yes. There's a lot of opportunity there for you too.
Okay. Do you see when it's going to start to come to fruition?
Are you currently employed? I don't know if I missed that.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Anytime between now and maybe September 8th.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here.
That's for the interview?
Maybe an offer.
Oh, wow. No, I said a while because I haven't even started interviewing yet, so that's why. So I must be getting a call from them soon.
Mhm. Yeah. Again, you guys are hung up on this time thing, but universally, it really doesn't mean universally what it means, you know, physically or from a human standpoint.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely 100% agree. Sometimes I want to know time frames, and sometimes I don't because of exactly what you just said. Do you see me
happy?
And
what's crazy about that is we put limitations on time frames, right? Or we look at time frames, and by looking at those time frames, you're actually limiting yourself.
And what aspect of limiting? I don't even know what. Do you see me happy there?
Yeah. Because that's kind of like an oxymoron of a question, because I feel like you're somebody who wants to make a difference, right? And I feel like if you're making a difference, that makes you happy. So it's almost like as long as you're making a difference, you'll be happy, and you will be making a difference.
Oh my God, you're so spot on. That's my issue, believe it or not. I'm the person that's just trying to make a difference and try and help people to get to the next level, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems like every time I'm in corporate America, it bites me in the butt. And I can't find that happy medium. It is just like so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about empowering people.
Thing, because I can relate to that 1,000,000%. Angels are saying lower your expectations of what making a difference means to you. Because making a difference may mean to you, I want to save the world and cure world hunger, right? Universally, angels they'll say something like, okay, well, how about you just complete out this project first, right? In other words, lower some of those expectations because that's what's really setting you up for failure. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of. Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm not saying anything about your standards. I said your expectations, how you think things, how you want things to go, what it is you envision, what you want for your – bring all that back in and just live in the moment a little bit for a little while. And one day you'll wake up and you will have solved kind of quote unquote world hunger because you weren't so focused on it. You were just focused on the day-to-day activities. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense because that you're totally nailed it. That makes a lot of sense. And I have to get to, to stay in the moment and not stay in a year down the road or 2 years down the road and projecting out, just kind of stay in the moment. And that's literally across the board with me, from employment to relationships to everything is, and I have to find that balance. I really, really do. So you've just enforced that to me.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great. Well, thank you for calling, Kathy. Take care and all the best to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm not sure where we're getting all that feedback from. It's so weird. I don't know if someone's got their computer on that it's on hold, or I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who that extra person is talking in the background. Pardon me. All right, our next caller is 817 area code. Let's see who we got, Alex. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hi, wait, am I live? Is this me?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Oh, my God. Hi, Alex. I am a huge supporter of your channel. Wow, this is crazy.
Yay.
Okay, hi. What's your name?
My name is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, how can I help?
Hey. So my question is actually in regards to love. I cannot, for some reason, get this one particular person off my mind. So I guess my question is there a universal reason for that, or have I met my twin flame?
Yes, there is a universal reason. Yes, this is your twin flame. This feels like your twin flame on crack. Okay. I feel like energetically this person has literally energetically attached themselves to you, okay? And it feels like it's almost like they're dependent on you more, believe it or not. And it's almost like they're dependent on you for life and for it. I want to say that it's almost like they're feeding off of you, but I don't mean that negatively, right? So what I'm also getting, too, is that you are, to an extent, kind of helping them survive. And angels are saying to me, pause, because she knows what you're talking about. Can you confirm that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The only thing is that we're in separation, so I feel like I'm just going crazy, and I try to stop thinking about him. I'm like, no, he doesn't care, and I don't know.
He does care. You just don't speak his language. Right? Meaning he shows you all the time. You're just looking for something else. And stop the resisting. you know, the whole, yeah, I don't want to think about him, screw him. Because that's like a slingshot. The universe is going to pop that rubber band right back in your direction, as in, that ain't going to get rid of him. Okay? So, I mean, if people only knew how far acceptance and acknowledgement goes energetically, oh, my God, we would just be a better race of people. So angels are saying, just let him in. You know you love him. We don't know why you're trying to act like you don't. And we already know you want to marry him, but what's the problem is, according to you, he doesn't fit your mold. So we're saying to you, okay, when you wake up tomorrow, you know, wash your face, brush your teeth, and then run over that mold because it doesn't mean anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's also, it's just a very confusing time because, like I said, we're in separation. We haven't spoken to each other in probably 6 months, and it was kind of an ending. So should I just kind of live my life, or do I? Is he waiting on me to come to him? I don't know where to go.
I appreciate that question. It's a very honest question, and here comes an even more honest answer.
Okay.
He's going to be there, and he's going to love you. We don't know why you're afraid and keep using this term separation when earlier you said he's not going anywhere. I just feel like I can't get rid of him. So in one respect, you feel his presence, but mentally you feel the separation. Do you see how you are out of alignment?
Yes.
Okay. So we don't care which side you go to. We don't care if you want to get rid of him and go date somebody else and marry and kids or whatever. Or we don't care if you want to go back to him and live happily and miserably and happily and miserably. We don't care which one. We just want you on one side and not having your feet on both sides. As in, get into alignment with what you really want. Promise you is going to get you nowhere very fast. It's almost like you're in a car. Car is parked and you're doing like 100 miles an hour. You're not going anywhere because the car is in park, right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely. I have been switching my energies. One day, one full week, I'm thinking about him constantly, and then I say, no, you're crazy. You're being obsessive. And then I try really hard to not think about him. So I need to pick one.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, stay there. Right? Picture this, right? You ever see those shows where it's like if we're playing follow the leader and wherever you go, I'm going to go. Well, you keep going back and forth, and now I'm just sitting here looking at you like, girl, come on. Like, I'm not going to keep doing this. I feel like that's exactly his energy in that he's waiting for you to kind of align and just regulate yourself, regulate your energy. Because if he's trying to make his way back to you, he's already dizzy because you keep going back and forth. So we're saying stabilize, and he'll be back.
Okay. That helped me so much.
Well,
thank
you so
go.
Much. That's awesome.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you so
Take,
much.
Thank you, Kathy. Take care. Good luck, honey. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller is from 862 area code. Alex, you ready, hon? All right. Welcome to the Flows Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hi, it's Renee. How are you, Alex?
It's Renee, Alex.
Hey, Renee. I have a question. My best friend passed away a year ago. His name is Scoot. Can you tell me if he's around me or anything, he has anything to say to me?
Didn't we talk about him last week?
No. We talked about the guy that we were separated by.
I remember the guy, but I remember Scoop, and you talked about your son. I thought we talked about Scoop, too.
No, we didn't.
Okay. He wants you to take more chances in life.
Okay.
And he's saying something about you not living up to your full potential. Do you know what that is?
No.
You're not being as happy as you should or could be?
Okay, yeah, that could be it.
Yeah. It just kind of feels like you are self-preserving, not really showing the world the real you.
Yeah, I've been hiding. I've been staying in the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so I have really been the rest of us, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm afraid to go out in the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it completely. But energetically, you could be in the house every day. I mean, I'm in the house every day, and, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm showing myself to people who ain't even looking. You see what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's almost like you're afraid to be yourself or afraid to show the world the real you.
Okay. Normally, I mean, I'm very outspoken and I'm very, you know, but there's some times where I don't know, I guess lately I really haven't been, like, out there. So I'm not really telling nothing. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Renee's the one that left you with the crazy dreams last time, you know.
I remember Renee.
Those sexy dreams there.
Oh, that's starting to
I really
want to
ask her
well.
What happened with the eggs, you know.
Well, that's starting to go real well.
Oh,
I wonder why.
You told her. You told her what to do.
Yeah, and it's really going real well.
Oh, that's good.
Because you've been complimenting him and flirting with him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like a kid in a candy
and it's
store.
So funny. It was so funny. He said to me today, he goes, you know, it's just going to be me and you. He goes, I know I've been rough on you with the smoking. He goes, but we'll deal with that. I thought that
what
was so funny.
What did I say?
Fun. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I told you he's gonna overlook that. Like he, you know.
You were right, Alex.
Yeah.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, Renee, thank you so much for calling and appreciate it. And I know you love Alex just as much as I do, and everybody else does. But we got a lot of calls going. So, Alex, answer your question.
Yes, darling. Thank you.
All right. Take
thank
care, Renee. Bye bye.
All right.
All right, our next call is from 754. I just want to make sure we try to get everybody that's been holding so long, you know, honey. All right, 754, mm-hmm. Area code. We got calling. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi. I'm sorry. Hi, how are you? My name
yes.
is Sasha. Hello. I was calling because, again, it's about, you know, the whole love thing. I hate to dredge that up, but I actually was in something pretty heavy for about a year, and we currently are, excuse me, not together anymore. And, you know, like most people, I'm having a lot of difficulty ridding myself of those remnants. And I don't know, will I hear from him? Is it something worth even entertaining? Is it kind of done with? So I'm kind of all over the place.
I can see. Energetically, I can see, and I feel like you need to settle all of that before he can make his way back to you. I feel like he does want to come back, but because you're all over the place, you're not necessarily creating a vibrational match point for him. So it's almost like if you want him back, you are going to, again, have to settle that energy and then kind of send him those loving beams like, all right, I've learned, I've grown, I think I can be better for you this time around. Please come back, and he will.
Mm.
But the disclaimer is you first have to settle yourself before he can make his way back to you.
All right. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, well,
thank you so
much, Sasha. Take care. Bye-bye. Have a good one and good luck.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay. Next caller is from the 210 area code. Here we go. Let's see who we got on the line. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hey, guys. This is Shanice again. How are y'all?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Janice.
Hey.
Hey, so it's really funny. I wrote down like a list of questions because I have no idea what to ask. There's like 50 million. It's real crazy over here in my brain. But anyways, so
yeah.
Can
you just ask the question so we make sure we get callers that are holding?
Yeah,
maybe two questions and we'll, if we have time later.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I guess let's start with, am I missing any messages from my spirit guides right now?
No.
Okay.
They're not too chatty. It's almost like they're waiting on you to do stuff.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah, they need you
doing
more stuff first. Because it almost even feels like you're hesitating because you're waiting on them.
What? What's going on?
That blew my mind. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? Who are you talking to? What?
No, I'm talking to them, honestly.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
No, I thought you were talking to someone on the beside the phone with you today. I was like,
No. Okay.
Okay, what's the last question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so I guess, should I go ahead and move? Is that one of the moves
I
need to make?
Yeah, eventually, yes.
Oh.
I see you moving. It feels really calculated. I don't feel like it's anything right away. They're saying maybe by January. Where are we at? We're at the end of August. Yeah, maybe
August.
Over the next 6 months. You will. I don't see it being immediate.
Okay. All right. That makes sense then. Okay. Well,
okay.
I got to get my stuff together. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Next one from 561 area code. Let's see who we got calling in, Alex. Let's see. Pick up. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show.
Hi.
You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
My name is Adela. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Hi, Adela.
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here to ask this final question. I'm all over the place right now, and I need some type of confirmation as to what I'm feeling right now. I've been going through a lot of stuff, and I've been seeing your readings as Scorpios. So I just need some type of confirmation to the end of the tunnel, basically. Will I see it eventually?
You need to,
before February.
You need to surrender. You're not surrendering. That just basically means that there's something on your heart. It's kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you feel it will break you if you acknowledge it. I'm being told to pause and get your input.
Emotionally?
Yes.
Okay. Just one more second question. My mother passed away 3 months ago.
Hold on. Did you resonate with that answer?
I feel like I guess, yes. Some towards, kind of. I feel like emotionally I am strong, but at the same time, the weakness, you know, I feel like it can't let out, like, slowly, like it's supposed to.
Okay.
Without
Why do you feel weak?
Controlling it. Not weak, but I guess you can say emotionally to let it all flow away. I feel like I'm supposed to. I know that we're supposed to deal with it and let it process, but I feel like I am letting it process, but I believe that from your confirmation, I feel like it needs to be more. I need to literally break down to my knees and just let it all out. Emotionally, I feel like that's what I understood when you confirmed that.
Yeah, that is That is absolutely correct. You need the ugly cry that's not running down your face and your nose. The one that's, you know, all over the floor, like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. That's what surrendering is. Surrendering is emptying the very bottom of your cup. Okay? Now, here's why that's important. Because when we fill it with the new liquid, we don't want traces of the old substance mixing in with the new liquid. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Every little drop has to be finished in order for the other ones to come in, the new flow to come in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, hold on, because I also feel like maybe the next question is about the new flow. Well, when do you see, right? And what we're saying to you is, well, when are you going to do it? Because as soon as you do it, almost immediately the next day. Does that make sense to you?
Basically, I'm waiting for something financially to come in order for me to make that move and move it. Like, I'm basically want to have it in there and then move quick as possible and start processing everything I need to do. But without
Listen to me.
I can't move.
Listen to me. Get rid of the junk, right? Get rid of the junk. Okay, well, I'll get rid of it when this happens. No, the universe is the exact opposite. Get rid of it first so that can happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's also a part of your issue because you keep delaying it. Okay, what else?
I lost my mother 3 months ago. I just need to know she is listening to me when I pray to her, when I speak to her, when my sister talks to
her. I'm so sorry. Your mom is like, of course I'm listening to her. She think I can't. She just automatically started chiming in. Yes, she is. Your mother, was she a very loud person?
She is. She's very loud like me. Yes.
Yeah, because when she came in, it was almost like my head just filled up, right? It just not really exploded, but filled up. She says, yes, I'm there. Of course I'm there. What do you think? I was going to leave you? Mm. Is your mom Italian?
No, she's Spanish. She passed away with cancer just 3 months. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. She is... saying to you basically, where else would I be, in other words, right? She's also saying something too, and this is weird, and again, Italian, Spanish, Latino,
yes,
you know, kind of cousins, right? She's talking about your health. She's talking about your physique. Have you lost weight? Mm-hmm. Are you looking tired and lethargic?
I have lost weight, but it's because I work out. But I've been seeing the progress. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm looking at as the results of that. So I'm not sure if
she doesn't like it. She thinks she looks sick. But this is mom wanting to feed you all the time, right? That's what I feel.
Yes.
But she's like, no, I don't like it. Let her know I don't like it. But she's like, you're my baby and I miss you so much. And she's thanking me. She's like, this is a wonderful, she's talking to me now. She's like, this is a wonderful thing you're doing here. I love your mom, by the way.
Yes.
But she's also telling me to tell you too, that she's praying for you.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. She will always be praying for all of us. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Alex. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
All right,
thank you. Bye-bye,
you're
Adela.
Welcome.
Take care.
Bye,
bye-bye. Thank you. All right, how about a 908 area? That might be a Jersey number, I think. Let's see who we got on there. Let's see. Come on, answer the phone. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question and what's your name? Hello? 908 area code. Hello, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question for Alex? All right, we're going to move on, darlings, because there's nobody there. 202 area code. Oh, I Greg. It jumped. Hold on one second. It jumped. One moment. 202. Here we go. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is
who?
Alex. Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Sorry,
hey, Jessica.
About
that. Hi. So I just recently listened to the YouTube Scorpio thing that you posted about manifesting basically what your parents have basically put into you, and I'm worried about what my love life is going to look like going forward, or whether or not I'm self-preserving myself out of something that's supposed to be, that's meant to be, and I'm kind of at a crossroads, and I'm not really sure what direction to go in.
Thank you so much for your support, by the way. I love my Scorpios and everybody else. Here's what I need you to do, and here's what I want you to focus on for the rest of the time that you have eyeballs, teeth, and a tongue, meaning the rest of the time you're alive. Strengthen your heart, because right now I do kind of feel like, I can't really say your heart is inactive, but it feels inactive and or dormant, right? Like, I see it being viable. It's not blocked up. It's not locked up. It's not traumatized. There are not, like, things sitting on it. So I do kind of feel like your heart is viable, but to an extent, it's almost like it's not beating, right? You don't feed it, right? Angels are saying even sometimes when you start to make yourself happy, there's something inside of you that kind of shuts that down, maybe because you're waiting for the disappointment to come to follow. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and that's the self-preservation part I'm talking about. And I don't know that I recognized that I was doing that until someone pointed it out to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's my issue with that. I don't really know the difference between intuition or self-sabotage.
You know something? I don't even care. Right? Like, we ain't even get there yet. As in, you are hell-bent on finding out where the landmines are and the loopholes are, right? That is the self-preservation. And we're saying to you, well, hell, like, there's nothing for you to just stand up and take the first step, right? So in other words, you're looking too far ahead, first thing. Second thing, you're looking ahead and you ain't even making it bright and shiny. You're making it dark and, you know, disgusting to an extent, right? So it's almost like if you actually were getting up, we will say to you, hey, you're setting yourself up for failure, but you're not even standing up to do it. You're setting yourself up for failure sitting down. So, yeah, that's a self-sabotage, and that's what, okay, thank you for that confirmation. But they're saying to me, start small. I can't say to you love on yourself, because I feel like a lot of people don't know what that means. But find some things in this life that you consider safe that make you happy. What I'm also hearing is angels are saying you need to reestablish your relationship with selflessness and make the distinction between selflessness and selfishness. Because I feel like you feel like whenever you take care of yourself, that's selfish. And we're saying, no, that's self-care. Can you confirm that?
You're right. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, I'm a mother, so I
selfish.
Don't really feel like, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always say this to people all the time. It's the whole airline thing. Right? When they're like, hey, in the case of an emergency, the oxygen mask is going to fall down. Put one on yourself first and then put one on your child. And a lot of people tend to think that's crazy. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't help my child if I'm dead. You see what I mean? Or I can't even put the mask on my child if I'm dead. So it's almost like in certain situations, you do have to take care of yourself first. Angels are saying she doesn't know what that is. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. And that's okay. I appreciate your honesty. You said you followed.
I mean,
my
I feel
channel.
Like I do. I feel like I had done that. But then I was guessing, like, am I? and I don't really know. So I guess the fact that they're saying that means I don't.
No. Mm. Again, when I look at your heart, it's like an orange that's been sitting on the table for like 2 months. So it almost even looks like it's still an orange, but we know we're not going to eat that. You see what I mean? You said you follow my channel, right?
I do.
And what was your name again?
Jessica.
Okay, do me a favor and send me an email, right? Because I would like to work with you offline, because there's something that I need to pull out of you that I can't do right now, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's almost like every time you try, here comes this rain of despair, and it makes you give up over and over again. So to an extent, it's almost like, yeah, it's almost like your process is shot to crap, right? Your process is just distorted. So I would love to help you with your process. And not only that, but I'm going to say this, and I'm only saying it for listeners, and this is a very serious subject and a very serious topic. You're not that close away from the edge. And you know what I mean, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. And I don't want you over that edge. Okay. Make sure you send me that email, Jessica. Okay? I got you. You're going to be okay. Okay. Thank you so much for being brave enough to call in and expose this much of your heart to us.
Yeah. Jessica, good luck. And yeah. Well, Alex has your back, honey. Email her. She'll take care of you. All right? Thank you so much for calling in, Jessica. Good luck. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We've got, let's see. We got a 908 again, a New Jersey number. Let's see. I think it's New Jersey anyway. Let me see if it connects. If it's the same number, I can't tell. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Alex Angel. What's your question? What's your name?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's calling?
Good, how you doing?
Alex, I was actually on the phone with you earlier, and I had a friend on three-way, and I personally believe we confused you a little bit. It sounded like you were reading somebody else instead of me, and it actually sounded like you were reading my friend. So I'm going to ask you, now that I'm on the phone by myself, and I would like to know if you hear anything. Is my mom telling you to tell me something?
Mm-mm. What is it that you want to know?
I just want to know if she basically, you know, standing by me, if she's, you know, with me.
Do you really believe that she is? I feel like maybe you have some challenges in that area.
I do. I do have some challenges.
Yeah, in your belief system.
I believe my dad's around me. I just never feel my mother. You know, I feel like I failed her when she asked me to come back and I was late. And she deceased 20 minutes before I got there. So I just feel like she's angry with me.
That's your belief system, right?
No, it's not. I would love to believe she's with me, but I just don't feel her around me.
Okay, let's do this the other way. If you believed she can come, she will come.
But I do believe that, but I don't feel her.
Okay, let's try it another way. You just said you feel like she's angry with you. You feel like, I don't know. Okay, so here's what I'm saying to you. You can't hold those beliefs or feelings and want her to come to you. You do realize that's negative energy, right?
Yes, I do. You're right.
Okay. She's an angel of light right now, and they can intermingle with the best of them, right?
But typically, not typically, literally, factually, negative energy pulls away from light energy, right? So negative energy, light energy is not going to go and hug negative energy because it knows it's going to lose a part of itself. So to an extent, she can't make her way to you energetically because you're throwing or vibrating at a very low vibration. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to do to bring her around, I mean, and I've had certain spirits who did not show up during these readings, right, whether I was doing a medium reading privately. But this is one of the first ones where she's like, no, I refuse to come. But here's the thing. That's not her energy. That's your energy. And that's your belief energy, whether you understand it or realize it or not. For some reason, it's almost like something inside of you believes that she doesn't want to come to you. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's not true. I mean, I was her only child, so, like, I believe she would have been here with me the whole time. I would feel she would have my back, and basically, like you said before, you know, catch me if I'm falling. But what I'm telling you is I do understand you're saying about the negative energy, and I do agree with what you're saying. I do not disagree. I agree. I was just wondering if you do see her around me.
She will be there around you, is what I'm being told to tell you.
Okay. Does she know I'm having health issues right now?
She sees, yes. She wants to help you. But your energy levels are preventing her from helping you.
Hi. Hmm. All right.
Boy.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Take
thank
care.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow.
Bye.
I told you I heard other voices earlier. I thought we was losing my mind. It wasn't me you heard. That was a Jersey thing. That voice is a Jersey voice, what you heard earlier.
Oh, you saying something loaded there.
Yeah, that was a Jersey voice earlier that you heard. You're like, oh, Joanne's talking. That wasn't me. That wasn't me, hon.
Okay.
All right, what do we got? 203. Let's see who's on 203. They've been holding a while. Oh, my goodness. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Welcome. Blah, blah, blah. You're on with Alex. What's your name and what's your question for Alex?
Hi, my name's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Enjoying the show. I'd like to ask about my son. He's got he's got a very short fuse. I can trace the anger all the way back to his father, blah, 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 blah. I've left him for years, you know, put it on me thinking I was buffering him 2 years ago. I told him he had to stop because I realized it was abusive, had to send him a letter a year later, and things were getting better. I went to visit him this weekend, and he raged at me, and I understand the situation he's in. He's like in a prison. And he's incredibly frustrated and about to, he explodes. And I'm concerned about him and his health and what's ahead of him. He's very intelligent, has a lot of potential, and right now he's just being too full of pride, you know, to seek help. And I don't know if he's harming himself with drinking or anything. So it's a worry, and I also know I need to cut myself off, and I can't even allow myself to worry, but it's hard as a mother, because I'm seriously worrying about his safety and his health and well-being.
Okay, what's your question?
It's the first-time caller, so I'm not sure how you answer questions, but I would like to ask, what do you see is ahead for him I guess, pretty much in this short time period, and would love to hear that he's going to get it together and things will get more positive.
He has mental issues, and one of his mental issues is anger, and you trigger him. They're telling me it has something to do about how you carried him when you were pregnant with him.
Okay.
As in, what were you going through at that time in your life?
Yeah. Unhappy time with my husband.
That just transferred over to him.
Yeah.
And it's when I say mental issues, I mean it's wired into him. So, you know, that's like trying to change your eyes from blue to brown. But I do feel like you trigger him. So it's almost like you gave birth to your husband, and whatever it was that you did to your husband to trigger him is what's happening with your son.
Okay, so.
Does that make sense?
Yes, except I'm not sure I triggered my husband. He was a rageaholic.
Did they blow up at you?
Yeah, all the time. He did.
Did you see them blow up the same way at others?
At his other children, yes, I did. At work, his other children, he, like my son, had a very, very short fuse, worse than my son's.
It's genetic. It's something that is, again, in his wiring. Say in his wiring, I mean his neurological system. I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice or a diagnosis, but there are some wiring issues there. And it feels genetic.
Can something be done to control it and not let it rule his life?
It's almost like trying to never get a headache again. Does that make sense? It's almost like you're, you know, trying to prevent one. Yes, it absolutely is possible with lifestyle changes, you know, yoga or meditation, right? But if he's not in a position to make those lifestyle changes, then it's just going to keep reoccurring.
Right. Okay.
Boy. All right. Well, thank you so much. Oh, sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
No,
what
I didn't
I'm
mean
to
cut
for you
off.
You is, yeah, is that you need to be safe. And angels are saying, even if you say, baby, I want to help you, that's going to trigger him.
Yeah, I know.
So stop doing that. Right?
Yeah.
You need
right.
to be safe. As in, this is going to sound something crappy to say because I don't condone any sort of abuse from anybody. Right? But with your son specifically, what's going to help your relationship with him while he is not being treated is if you just pretty much answer his questions. Just answer when asked. Don't over answer.
Right.
Don't try to diagnose. Don't try to coddle. Don't try to support because it triggers him.
Yep.
But more than anything, angels are saying, keep yourself safe.
Mm.
And does that mean physically or just my own health, mental health safe?
It doesn't make a difference, right?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't.
Mental abuse is just as bad as physical, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's trying to tell me to give him space and to not take care of him. I realized that this weekend. He's trying to say stop. So I will stop.
Let me ask you this. When he asked you for those, when he set those boundaries before, did you comply before? Did I lose you? Hello? Hi, I'm still here.
Hi, I'm a different person, and I kind of got kicked off the, I've had to call back like 3 times. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, I think we lost Joanne, but how can I help? What's your name?
Hi, I got disconnected. I think I you know, what he was telling me in the past was his life is so crazy and stressful that he can't take one more thing. I finally, you know, finally this time he said, stop trying to help me. Stop going overboard with all this therapy stuff. Even though he starts the conversation, I'll pick up on it and continue. And I realize he doesn't want any of it. You're right. So I literally, I realize I have to stop all of that. And he gave me some zucchini. He gave me some zucchini from his garden. And I